support it with lamps and things like that. But boy, think about it with your dresser and secure it to the wall. Good advice in depth at 15 and 45. 4:49, it's emergency triple team traffic, starting with Ricky Meese.
Well, the snow is coming down, hitting both Salt Lake and Utah counties, but in Utah County, it's the hardest hit so far. You're going to see slower conditions, slower speeds, and winter driving conditions along I-15, stretching from Lehigh and American Fork, both directions, all the way down almost to Mona now. And this also includes Highway 189 in Provo Canyon. We have about 8 crashes currently along I-15, stretching from American Fork through Pleasant Grove, Orem, and Provo, and into the Santaquin Junction. So Utah County drivers, a slow drive in store for you. Michelle?
Weather is still hampering the drive. We have a new crash southbound I-15 at 106 South. It's off to the left shoulder, but please slow down. The snow is really starting to fly through that area. And also, Bangor Highway is showing slowdowns from Kearns to Riverton. Now, if you're traveling up the canyons, you're going to want to slow down and use those chains, and four-wheel drive, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon, are on restrictions. Mark?
Well, the traffic is starting to catch up with the weather on northbound I-15, rolling up from South Interchange, Murray, headed to I-80, the Spaghetti Bowl, but then speeds pick up better on the way into Davis County on I-15. Still don't see any major traffic problems along Highway 89, 215 at the north end or on Legacy Parkway. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.